It's 28 minutes to 11, Alive 90.5 Spotlight with Jim Darren.
Darren, education plays an important role in people's lives. As you know, we talk about it often and what it does for people at different stages in their life. Education today is a very different, I think anyway, a different lens in its ability to be able to handle the very different people and the different attitudes and the whole range of things. And I think it's important that we explore as many different ways to help individuals grow. And I'm really delighted to have in the studios Roger Ashcroft, the principal of Gateway Community High. Community High, or Gateway Community High, is an initiative of Macquarie Community College, which was established as a registered training organisation, and that's been providing adult education for some 70 years. And the board, in its wisdom, recently decided to help another cohort that requires help and support and to provide a pathways for their own learning and self-journey. And so the establishment of Gateway Community High was born this year, and in fact they just recently had their official opening. And it's really great, Roger, that you've joined us today as principal of this wonderful and innovative school. Thanks for being with Darren and myself.
Yeah, thanks. It's a real pleasure to be here and to be able to talk about the school and share what has happened at Gateway, because it's been a real vision of people before me, and I only started last year, but it's been a real vision of theirs to see this happen for kids who are struggling.
And Roger, that's an interesting statement, a real vision. Tell our listeners what you mean by the vision, because it really is a vision for the 30-odd students who now, on a daily basis, attend the environment and ecosystem of Gateway Community High.
Yeah, well, I think it was a bit of research went into it prior to it starting, and I noticed in the Carlingford area that there's a real need for kids who are not going to school. And even last year with the whole COVID stuff happening and kids not going to school as well, that made it even worse. And we found that with anxiety and a bit of ADHD and different reasons, kids just weren't going to school. And so it was the ideal time to set this school up and to get it going. And as the year's progressing, we're getting more and more knocks on the door. So do you have another place? Can my student come? Can my son or daughter come? It's really great.
Now, just Richard, if I may, Roger, if I may. I understand the location is just off Marsden Road, and it's where the old Carlingford Public School was, is that
That's
correct?
That's right. Yeah.
So I went to Carlingford in, I think it was year three.
Gee, you are old.
Yeah, I'm giving away my age, but I'm young compared to some in here maybe as well. Yeah, so that kind of gives people a bit of an idea of the location of where we are, so they can start picturing that, and if anyone knows the area, to understand what a great outcome it has been to reuse that site for Gateway Community High.
Yeah, it's great. It really is. If you see, you get kids on all variant levels and some you think, wow, how did we let them in or whatever. But they're all really travelling along well, and they're coming along to school, which is great. Some of these kids haven't been to school for, you know, a year and a half. And
how old would they be, Roger, in the sense of they haven't gone to school for a period of time? How old are they?
So the year 9-10, yes. So that age group, which is probably around the 14 to 16, 17 right. age group.
Yeah. A very important period in their life, isn't it, that particular age?
Yeah. If you think back to your own teenage years, I don't think teenage years are that easy. You know, your teenage years can be a bit clunky and a bit hard to get through, and especially if you've got anxiety. You know, you're walking to a big playground, kids looking at you and everyone looking at you. And this is what's thrown a lot of them. And they love that whole getting to school in the morning, sitting back, having breakfast, doing these sorts of things, easing into the day and getting started. You know, we're registered by the government. You know, we're recognised as a school. A lot of these kids are after their ROSA because they want to go on to do different things. And some of them are quite intelligent. It's just the anxiety's got to them.
And we seem to live in a very complex, and I don't want these to be cliches, but we live in a very complex world in which there are so many mixed messages for males and females and young adolescents.
Yeah, that's right. There's so much out there. And you look at, there's so much media out there now. Mm. You know, kids have got mobile phones, they've got internet on their phones, they've got everything happening. So all this information is coming at them, And they could have even been bullied as well. Some of these kids have been bullied, yes. which is really tough on them as well. And, you know, if you and I were bullied when we were young, it stopped when you left the school gate sort of thing, unless they got you on the way home. But it stopped. These kids are still getting bullied at, you know, in their bedrooms type thing.
Yeah, that's right. There's a whole range of weapons today that were never around when I was a young boy or
that's
a young
right.
man.
Yeah.
And I agree with that. One of the things, and I must declare my interest, I'm very fortunate to sit on the board of Gateway and feel very privileged, Darren, to be part of the journey. I feel a passion and an energy when I walk in to Gateway. Tell us about your staff. I mean, they're amazing people.
So we've, you know, as I said, it's, you know, approximately 30 kids will end up there. We've got two staff and a teacher's aide, and we're looking at getting external counsellors and people in to help with these kids. The staff are very passionate, mm. and some days are really tough. You know, these kids will throw things at you, you know, not literally, but, you know...
Curveballs
at you and different things.
Sure.
So they're very passionate. We're always looking at our curriculum. We're looking at other like schools to go and see them. We've taken a day off and gone and seen and spent a day at another school, which is the same, just to see what they do. So none of us have worked in this type of school before, but all of us have such a good background, you know, 20-odd years plus. I was in Alice Springs at an Indigenous boarding school. That had a lot of things thrown at you. And so there's a lot that these staff are having to wear and take home and to turn around or re-turn around for these kids. So, yeah, it is.
Thank you, Roger. We've heard a lot about that side of it, the teachers, the bringing them in. What is different about Gateway that would keep students engaged to learn where it's different from other school, more traditional schools?
If you go to like a more traditional school, there's a lot of rules. There's a lot of be here by 1 minute past 9. You have to have this, make sure you're wearing the right coloured socks, make sure this is happening, that's happening. We've relaxed those rules and we get started. Now, when I interviewed all these kids, one of the questions I put to them was saying, so you want to go forward, you want to learn, and they all said yes. So unfortunately, some kids, their parents wanted to put them there because they thought a smaller school and things, but this is not the right school for them. This school is good for those kids who just want to go forward and just want to get on with their schooling and become someone. So with that mindset, it paints a different picture. And the staff, you know, they almost give up their lunch times and their breaks and everything and sit with the kids and eat with them and socialise with them. So we knock a lot of the boundaries down so that these kids feel more comfortable.
That's very interesting. You're actually painting a picture in my mind that this cohort of students could be very entrepreneurial and may actually, in this environment, advance further than what they would have had at a more traditional school.
We hope so. We hope that they're prepared. You know, a lot of them have got dreams and visions to be different things. And you know, some of these, as I said before, are quite intelligent kids. It's just all got too much for them. And so if we can get them all prepared by the time they finish year 10 to go back into a high school to do year 11, 12, that's great. Or even off to TAFE, wherever they go, just to get them prepared.
I find that absolutely outstanding objectives for students that require that environment. And I say, Darren, I came from that environment myself. I left school just before 15 and school was not relevant for me. And I say that because it's true. And yet with the guidance of other people and so on, I was able to develop a trust environment and develop into the person I am today. Now, that might be a different issue, but I'm just saying the person I am today.
Well, I was going to note that you're still in active study. I understand that. You're always learning and you always love learning, and that's wonderful.
That's right. At that time, that's why I resonate with, Roger, what you do, your boards and the students. Life is not neat. We don't all get on the running line together. And people with passion. I can remember four or five people that really made an influence on my life. I didn't realise at the time, but I'm very grateful. And the work you do, because they still do normal schoolwork in the sense of curriculum.
That's right.
New South Wales team.
That's right. We're doing English, maths, science, history and geography, and PE and health and PE. So yeah, there's still a bit they're doing. Not so much electives. We're just the core subjects, and the government is happy with that for us to go through the core subjects and get those done. Yeah.
Been delighted to have Roger Ashcroft, the principal of Gateway Community High, talking to us about his vision as a leader, and also to talk about his staff and the students who are really moving forward in their own lives to be better citizens and to provide them with an environment to grow. We go to a little break, Darren. You're on Spotlight with Jim and Darren on 90.5.
Alive 90.5.
It's 13 minutes to 11. Alive 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren.
As I just previously just said, we're delighted to have Roger Ashcroft, the principal of Gateway Community High, a local school in Carlingford that is really set up with a unique set of values and unique set of potential outcomes for the people that come there on a daily basis, and for those students who really are trying to grow and develop themselves. Roger, our listeners, grandparents, mums and dads and different people as they go on in their normal day may have someone they know in their own family or others thinking about the importance of this school in perhaps those children's or those young people's lives. How would they get in contact with you? Can they get in contact with you? Or?
You can go on the website. I think the website's the easiest place to start. And if you're interested, give us a call. And or if you're really interested, ring us up and say, can I fill out an enrolment form? Because remember, it's not just because you fill out an enrolment form, it's not that you get a seat at the school.
Yep.
We want to interview you. We want to see who you are and what you want as a student.
And what do you look for in that student? They've come to you, they're confused, they're confused in the sense of where do they go to, they're wanting to do things. What do you look, I mean, you've had a long history in education and people. What do you look for?
I always look for trying to get them to talk, because parents bring these kids in and maybe haven't been out of home for quite a while, because they're just, everything's too, makes them too anxious. So I sit down and I talk to them and make it pretty light conversation until they're talking, and then I ask them where do they want to go in life and what do they want to do in life, and then I explain a bit about the school, and I talk about, you know, we start off with a breakfast program. Not that you need a breakfast program, but this is just a nice easy way to start the day. And then we start off with your first class. You know, we're not expecting the bar to be too high, we just want you to get started and back into school. Some of the kids are we've got one student who just comes for half a day each day, and she's just still working her way through it all, getting used to going to school and that sort of thing. So, yeah.
So it's really tailored, isn't it? I mean, I'm hearing you say that you really try to build programs that are for that individual.
That's right. Each student has a individual learning program, and we had a staff meeting last night, and again, you're starting to discuss these students and what they need and what they don't need, and trying to put these individual learning, or polish these individual learning plans to make it more suited for these kids. So these kids, once you get them on board and you say, yes, you want to be a part of this, it's great. But then from there they go on a two-week trial, because they've got to have, do they really want to be here, and do we really, you know, is the behaviour what we expect?
Again, that's most encouraging, Roger, because what you're doing is you're building personal programs, you're monitoring it on a daily basis, and you're walking with them, not behind them, not in front of them, you're walking with them through their journey. That's so uplifting, if I can just say, to people who require that support. It really is outstanding to you and your staff.
Yeah, thank you.
I really mean that, because just outstanding. What's the future hold? What's the future hold for Gateway?
So Gateway, we're looking at, we were looking at years 11, 12, and we just think probably not right at this very moment.
Mm-hmm.
So we're toying with the idea of maybe going back to year 8. Some of the kids, you find it when kids leave primary school and go into secondary school, all the parents out there would say, well, you lose contact with the school a bit. You know, your primary school teachers and things are always ringing you up and speaking with you and that sort of thing. Once they go into secondary, it's a bit less. It's a bit more, sorry, we're a bit more professional now. We can't speak with you as much. We try and keep all of that stuff happening. So the kids move on to year 7, and this is where they see that perhaps there's some problems. And then we thinking that maybe year 8's the year to target. So we're having a look at that. There's a lot of work to do at the moment with policies and all that sort of thing. So we're just going to make sure we got time to do all of this.
Absolutely wonderful. Roger, we've come to an end in terms of our time together this morning.
Yeah.
On behalf of Darren and myself and Spotlight, we'd like to most sincerely thank Macquarie Community College for the initial initiative of putting together a vision to help those important people in our lives, those people from around about, I would say, 14 to 16, as you've said. We congratulate you, and again, on behalf of Spotlight at 90.5, we wish you all the best, and we'd love you to come back, and maybe even with some of the students, and tell us about their journey and how the school has helped them grow and helped them in their deliberations in growing into the people that they are. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Yeah, thank you.
Have a great morning.
Live 90.5.